Welcome, everyone. David showed up right on time. Warren Phillips here, Cellular Healing TV episode, I believe, 59. I'm looking down the right-hand screen. Welcome to the show, guys. Wonderful, wonderful topic last week. I wasn't here for it, but I heard great feedback from it. And one of those things was questions about the myths about true cellular detoxification. Dr. Pompa shared last week the five things that he does every day to anti-age, to have more energy. And one of those was true cellular detoxification. We got the great feedback from you guys about, well, they're actually asking questions. You know, Dan, is a colon cleanse some of the talked about and still happening? And we need to clarify those myths, because detoxification, as you know, in some of the articles you've read on our website, detox can be very dangerous. We were just at a seminar with 2,500 health experts. We even got to hear people like Alex Jones speak. From stage and some other, you know, Jeffrey Hayes, just some really on-point health experts, and even some of the things that we interacted with, and I talked to probably at least 100 doctors, Dr. Pompa, when I was there, they really don't understand, even natural health practitioners, what is true cellular detox, what is true detoxification. So no wonder even our listening audience, which I feel is very educated, may understand and have some of those misunderstandings about what detoxification is. So let's tackle some of those things today. And I'm actually doing a detox right now, so I can even share what I'm doing, Dr. Pompa and David.
Yeah, no doubt about it. People don't understand detox. I mean, I would say the majority of people, I mean, was there 4,000 doctors in the room? I don't know that, unless they watched our shows, what real detox is. I mean, if you ask most of them, they would absolutely refer to some type of colon cleanse or some type of herbal thing, right? Oh, I've done a cleanse. I mean, that's what everyone's saying. And of course, they're drinking their little, you know, mixed up little shake or whatever it is.
Yeah, that they got from one of the sales reps from a supplement company.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Whole Foods, and it's the 10-day cleanse. It's this cleanse. It's, right. You know, whatever it is. I mean, that's what, you know, typically they're doing. You know, and it's the standard stuff, right? I mean, it's milk thistle, dandelion root, you know, I mean, and then all the poopers is what I call them. The things that, you know, make you go, right? I mean, that's a cleanse to people, you know. And one thing, Warren, that I find myself saying over and over and over again is, look, you can do all of that, and some of it's not even that bad. I mean, it can open up detox pathways, right? But it's not true cell detox. You know, we say true cellular detox, but, you know, what do I mean by that? I think there's still confusion. Well, look, every day, every cell in your body makes energy. Would everyone agree with that? Right? We'd be dead. It makes something called ATP. Well, think of it this way, folks. Every time you make energy, I don't care if it's in your cell or in your fireplace, there's a smoke, there's a waste, there's a byproduct to that energy. So when your cells make energy, that byproduct has to be dealt with. Well, I mean, God knew what he was doing. I mean, the cells have all these different pathways to deal with that lethal toxin. Well, the problem is this, is that these pathways are stressed and strained. So everyone's downstream dealing with colon cleanses, this and that, but what about the cell? So every day you're making energy, you're retoxifying if the cell doesn't have the ability to remove that waste that is created by the energy. So the example is you're burning a fire in your home without the damper open, right? That's what's happening. When you're, look at the five R's, right? We talk about, of course, removing the source, which, you know, that's, you know, multiple things there in your life or, you know, even in and around the cell, which we're going to talk about. But R number two is regenerating the cell membrane. When that membrane is not fluid, meaning it can't get the good stuff in, the bad stuff out, that's a toxic cell. That's a major problem. I mean, you know, that membrane is the lifeblood of the cell. It even turns the good genes on and the bad ones off. I mean, that membrane is critical. That's why it's R number two. You can't fix a sick person without fixing the membrane. You can't fix a hormone problem without dealing with that. See, because that's the point, isn't it? We can't do anything. We can't fix thyroid. We can't fix diabetes. We can't do anything. The body has the ability to do it. But what we have to do is fix the membrane. That's what we're responsible for. The body does the rest, right?
You know, it's so interesting, Dr. Pompa, with you talking about this. I happened to be out at a dinner the other night, And someone who's actually a friend of mine in their 40s was talking about they've had some health challenges, and she was describing what it was. And there happened to be a healthcare practitioner at the dinner table, and I started asking, you know, root cause type questions, to understand. And it's funny, I got cut off because I wasn't a practitioner saying, no, that's adrenal fatigue, and this is what you need to do. Mm-hmm. And it's not my position. You know, I'm there asking questions as a friend, and I wasn't going to get it, you know, although I will have a side conversation. But one of the things that you talk about cleanses, and you talk about still the challenge that most people do, it's like, they take herbs and they take, you know, just like doctors prescribe medication, most people just go to the supplement store and start, oh, the herb's going to help me here, without thinking about, you know, the real root cause and getting to that cellular detox.
No, David, you're right. I just, that article that went out last week, it was about sleep and anxiety. What a response to an article. Why? Because most of America is out there having anxiety problems and sleep problems, right? And then what have they done? They have done everything you just said, David. They most likely probably started with meds. And then when they got worse from that eventually, right? Of course it works in the beginning. And then they moved to natural things. And they moved to their natural doctor. And they started that route. And they're still sick. You know, I gave away in the article to, like, you know, help. But I couldn't have made the point more strong that, look, it's all crutches, you know, until you get upstream. And that's a brain issue. That's a toxic brain. And we'll talk about that on the show, because that's really, I think, the majority of the problem is when you get up and how do you actually detox a brain. But look, we remove the interference, the body can do the healing, not the doctor. You know, but that's what we have to do with the cell. So the membrane, as we go through the R's very quickly, is critical to detoxing the cell. R number three, cellular energy. Well, restoring cellular energy, what does that have to do with detox, Dr. Bob? Well, everything. Because without energy, you can't do anything in the cell. You can't upregulate the detox pathways that cell has in place to get rid of the smoke from the fire burning in your house. You can't do anything. You can't open and close these little things in the cell membrane that function on a constant basis that lets this stuff in and out. So, I mean, energy is key to the cell. You have to restore it. Otherwise, detox becomes impossible. R number four is, if you don't reduce the inflammation and the oxidative stress, I mean, come on, again, that's what's creating the membrane to shut down. You know, remember, all these R's work interchangeably. That inflammation in itself is, you know, it's like glue in your carburetor or your carburetor being all junked up, right? I mean, it's just not going to let anything work. And, of course, reestablishing methylation. Methylation is a pathway that so many people have messed up. Of course, the MTHFR thing is very popular right now. You know,
which it's huge. I don't even
get it. Actually, we should do a whole show on that. Someone write it down, because I've got a lot of pet peeves here. You know, there's a lot of 180 minutes.
And a lot of fear, too. It's like, I talked to a lady on the phone the other day. I couldn't help myself, Dr. Pompa. She was on the line. She's from another country, and she's talking to Aaron. And usually Meredith, you know, handles that as our nutrition expert at the office. And I overheard some things, and I'm like, give me the phone. Give me the phone. I'm going to talk to this lady. I mean, she's living in – I know you get mad at me, but she needed help. And, you know, and I had to go right in.
No, it's true. I mean, people say, well, I have the double, you know, the MTHFR double gene, you know, homozygous gene. It's like, yeah, so what? You know, so you and how many others that aren't sick, right? You know, I mean, give me a break already. You know, we got all excited because we understand these SNPs, but we have no clue of the complexity there. So we're going to do a show on that, because one's right, you're not.
But so, I set her straight.
What's that?
I set her straight. I gave her some good advice, and, you know, it was good. And guess what? It not one of our myths, but what she was doing from her medical doctor, a natural health medical doctor, 250 milligrams of DMSA every 3 days, and she's massively still sick.
Well, we'll get to that point, because that's a horrific thing. I mean, people take these true chelators sporadically like that, or once a day, twice a day. You're a recipe for disaster. But, you know, finishing that thought up, the methylation pathway. As right. Methylation drops due to stressors, physical, chemical, emotional, read R5 article or any of these articles, R1 through R5.
what happens in glutathione pathways drop,
which is the first defense against toxins, inflammation. So you see, it's the five R's of cellular detox and healing. Meaning, look, you can't get well until you fix the cell, but you can't detox until you fix the cell. You know, that true cellular detox is based around the five R's. Now let's talk a little bit about R1, because R number one is removing the source. So I guess I'll make this point right off the bat, and we can leave it and go on to where people's interest lies. If you have silver fillings in your mouth, if you're living in a moldy home, you know, if you're, you know, utilizing soap that has triclosan and, you know, all the make creams and stuff that is loading you up daily, you know, stop. You have to minimize that incoming source to the stream, right? So those are factories upstream just dumping toxins into the stream. It's very difficult to get fish to live downstream. Everyone's taking their probiotics and their fish oil and doing their thing down here, and then they're every once in a while doing a colon cleanse. Oh, I'm starting my year with a cleanse. It's like, oh my God, it's like throwing a cup of water on a forest fire. You know, so when really they need to stop what's coming into the stream and then do true cellular detox. Okay, so we know we need to deal with these massive toxins. If you have silver fillings in, do something about it.
You know, by the way, let's just say there is a process, though. You can't just take out your silver fillings, absolutely, because sometimes the dumping then of the heavy metals causes more problems if they don't do it right.
Right. It takes at least a month to 8 weeks of prep work, you know, before we just go, and then you have to go to the right dentist, you know, before you start drilling into those fillings. And then 4 days after the last one comes out, you have to start the correct detox. Otherwise, you will get more sick because they're out and the body starts mobilizing metals and heavy metals. So, yeah, so, I mean, when we're dealing with removing the source now from the body, I just explained that you have to fix the cell. You have to prepare these downstream detox pathways, the liver, the kidneys, the gut, you know, and this is critical as well. The cell, prepare. The downstream detox, prepare. Now we're ready to go. So, I'll throw this out there, and then let's talk about, because I know that people want to hear about these different types of cleanses and where they would fit in. So, you know, we get this prep work, you know, prepared first, getting the cell function up, getting these downstream detox pathways up. Now we're ready to go. See, okay, so we're already into this a month or two. So this wasn't a 10-day cleanse. This wasn't the colon cleanse. We've just now got things ready to start going here. You know, now we can start pushing up glutathione levels in the cell stronger and harder. Now we can start utilizing specific detox agents for what we think the person really has bioaccumulated. And let's talk about some of these big ones that shut down detox pathways. Look, we're all exposed to PCBs. We're all exposed to plastics and phthalates and, you know, what other toxins are people familiar with out there, you know? The list goes...
Glyphosate. I mean, that's all over the news.
Absolutely. Now, here's the thing. Our body has pathways at the cell and downstream to get rid of these things. But what happens? Why do some people shut down and now we start accumulating all the toxins, the BPA from our makeup, our cream, and now we become this toxic hormonal nightmare? Well, because things like heavy metals do stockpile in the body, in particular in the brain. And eventually, the detox pathways shut down, and now we start accumulating all the toxins we're exposed to on a daily basis. And folks, there's too many to count. Right. Or you live in a moldy home or work in a moldy building. We could talk about stories of patients, people we know and love, who got very, very sick because they already had this stress of silver fillings putting mercury into their brain day in, day out, vaccinations, you know, all these heavy metals from that, you know, from aluminum to mercury, and it's still in the vaccinations. You know, and then we have this perfect storm. We get that last stressor. Detox pathways shut down. Now we are starting to bioaccumulate things. Mold is a massive one. The Bible, Leviticus 14, talks about it. It's that dangerous. It's what I call one of the big boys. It can shut everything down, and now you're accumulating everything. You know, Lyme disease, some of these infections, these are big boys. So heavy metals, mold, Lyme and other infections are big boys that can shut off these detox pathways. Now we start accumulating all the small guys. stressors can shut down the cell function. And now all of a sudden, the cell starts getting toxic, and we start turning on hypothyroid genes. We start turning on Hashimoto's, autoimmune, diabetes. We start turning on those genes, and we think that we just got these conditions because our parents did. No, your cell became toxic, and the genes turned on. That's how we get sick, but that's also how we get well.
That's the science of it.
Right. So, again, when we look at a colon cleanse, where does that fit in? Can it be helpful? Absolutely. It can get things moving out of the colon, but it's doing nothing for what's up here at the cell, doing really nothing for really what's in the liver. You know, so, and it's doing nothing for the silver fillings in your mouth or the moldy home you're living in.
Yeah, that's one of the questions we got, like one of our the five top questions, is a colonic a detox? Is that a detox? Can I do that colonic once a month and, you know, lose weight? You know, I mean, that's the basic thing. They're not talking about the cell membrane at all. They're not talking about eating healthy fats. They don't understand that that's true detoxification. They're thinking, well, Warren, I'm sick. I need to detox. And what do I do? Colon cleanse is one of them. The liposomal glutathione, which, you know, glutathione is pretty hot in the supplement world still.
Right.
The chlorella detox. And obviously the foot bath keeps in that top five of questions we get. And sweating. You know, just a sweat or a far infrared sauna, which does have some benefit. But those are some of the – and here's the really sad part, Dr. Pompa, that we hear. Let me put me on the show here. So actually don't need to click on me all the time. But sometimes I leave it on me and I'm actually talking because I don't have it for the voice activated. I actually click and see what speaker's on. So I do have my Easter pink shirt on, so I'd like to show that off today. If my daughter comes here in the next few minutes, I'm watching her. So just warn you her TV show, what I don't let her watch, is on right now because she got a special treat because Daddy was doing Cellular Healing TV, teaching people how to be healthy. But here's the really sad reality. Folks don't understand that what Dr. Pompa said, it's the upstream side of toxins coming into their body. I can't believe it. Most natural health practitioners, I would say 50 to 75%, I told you she may come in. You can come say hi in a minute. Be really quiet. Come here. What they believe is I can just detox and I'll get feeling better. They never mention, not once, about changing what they eat, changing the stuff they're putting on their skin, you know, so many different things. They're just not talking about it. They're just like, I'll take, say, the new product, Dr. Pompa Cyto Detox Drops, and I'll live my life the same. I'll just live it the same way, and I'll use detoxification as a crutch. So that I can do, it's almost like, you know, not to make fun of Catholics, I am one, you know, I was raised Catholic. It's like, oh, go out there and sin as much as I want, and then I'll go to the, not that this is that faith doesn't really believe that, but that's what some people in that faith believe, is I'll go and repent and everything will be okay. And that's kind of where we're landing right now with detoxification with folks out there.
That's right.
Hi, Tula.
Hi, Tula.
Hi. No, we have to be quiet and listen to Dr. Pompa teach people how to get healthy.
Okay? All right, here's what I'm going to do.
Listen.
I have drew this more times than I can count. If you're sick of it, well, that means you're not doing it. Okay, so, all right, this is your cell. This is what you have to fix to get well. I like that. This is your brain on drugs, right? Actually, this is your brain over here. And trust me, it's on worse things than drugs. It's on all kinds of toxins. Okay, so this, can you see that well, guys? Can you see?
Yeah.
All right, great. All right. Here's your liver, here's your gut, here's your kidneys. This time I actually labeled it so you didn't have to rely on my amazing drawings. Stuart could probably do a better job, but this is what you have. Okay, the five R's, folks, applies up here, right? This is all your cellular function. I said that if this membrane is inflamed, which is R2 and R5, you can't get the good things in and you can't get the bad things out. The toxins build up, start turning on the DNA, the bad your bad genes, and your good stuff gets turned off. This is where the magic lies. Five R's, true cellular detox and healing, key, right here. Okay, so let's say then we start to get this thing functioning well. Then we start to take something like G-Cell. So this is where G-Cell would, and that's a product that years of creating, upregulates intracellular glutathione. Warren mentioned glutathione. That's something that you would take IV. Warren, We injected a lot of glutathione in our body in our day, right? But the glutathione doesn't get in the cell when you inject it. It doesn't get in the brain, okay? But it's helpful oftentimes because it does help with some of this outer inflammation. But it's temporary. We need to raise intra, in the cell, glutathione. That's what G-cell does. So let's say we start upregulating that. We start upregulating methylation pathways. We start improving this membrane. Now the cell starts to detox. And toxins start making their way to what? The liver and the kidneys. Mostly to the liver. But that is a detox pathway. I'm going to put skin over here. I don't know how to draw that. But skin is over here also. So from the cell, we get all this kind of moving out of the body, right?
Is that why people like me stink when I detox at times?
No doubt. And that's why people get different rashes and things. Certain things move out through the skin. This is where an infrared sauna would help, right? And somewhere in here, too, is lymph. I don't know if you know this, folks, but your lymph is a pathway that right underneath your skin helps things clean the blood and move out of the body. So, but it ultimately dumps some toxins in the gut, etc. We'll talk about that in a minute, okay? So these are the pathways that we want. So things like infrared saunas will help the skin, the lymph, and that will help that. So some people are trying to detox heavy metals, and they're not really considering what's going on here, or we're going to get to the brain, what's going on up here. So it's a downstream thing that can assist heavy metals and other toxins to come out of these detox pathways, but in and of itself, it's not true cellular detox. I think you're getting the point. Okay, now let's deal with the liver. As we improve the cell, most of the toxins go here to the liver. People do coffee enemas. You know, people do a lot of liver cleanses. You can see them on the store at Whole Foods. But again, that's dealing only here. It's not dealing here. Once again, not true cellular. And it's not dealing down here. But once we get things, toxins moving out of the liver, most of those make their way to the gut. This is where your colon cleanse would come in. So if you're at home, write colon cleanse. If you want to know where that is. So that's where your colon cleanse would come in, or your colonic, right? So great, we empty out the gut, but that's not dealing with this being toxic. That's not dealing with this being toxic. So the key is what puts it all together. And I'm going to say one more thing, the most important thing, and I talked about this in the anxiety sleep article last week, the brain. This is where all of the toxins that really create the hormonal imbalances, the sleep problems, the fatigue, the hormone, the brain fog, this is where ultimately you have to clear. We don't go after this, the toxins here, until we get this going, until we get this stabilized. It takes a few months, 3 or 4 months, to clear out this and get this moving, and then we start brain detox. That's where the magic is. That's where we have to utilize things that cross into the brain. Fat solubles, the new cytodetox drops, Warren, they cross the blood-brain barrier. That's important.
They support the brain, man.
And then once we go after this, then we start moving them to the liver. Then you can do things that dump the liver. You know, then maybe a coffee enema is, you know, going to help the liver, or some of the products like LLS, right? And then we move it to the gut. Oh, and by the way, that's where Bind. Part of the intracellular detox system is Bind. My pen stopped writing. But Bind helps grab it in the gut as a catcher's mitt and remove it out of the body so you don't auto-intoxicate it back to your liver. That's called auto-intoxication, where you take it from the gut, move it back to your liver, and then it ends up circulating back into here and ends up back in your brain, worse yet. So the toxins that were down here in your liver and through your body end up auto-intoxicating, get sent back into circulation, and end up crossing back into your brain. You end up worse. So this is true cellular detox. Now, I think that we have many tools that we utilize there. Far infrared sauna, great tool. Lymph brushing, great tool. Colonic could be a great tool.
What's a lymph brush?
A lymph brush is you just kind of like do this, and online if you Google lymph brushing, it's a way to keep your lymphatics draining. About rebounding on trampolines very lightly keeps lymph draining. They have different things to help lymph. But again, it's just keeping a pathway open. Sitting in a sauna keeps that pathway open while we're moving those toxins from the cell and out of the body. More importantly, from these cells. You know, and that's where we use specific detox agents. Now listen, if we feel that one of the big boys, like mold, is, you know, upon you, then we, of course, we have a specific detox system for that. Because removing a biotoxin is different than how we remove a heavy metal.
Yeah.
This, now, we do have a new, you know, we've used many tools in this area. But one of the new ones that everyone's talking about is the new cytodetox drops. We were calling them detox drops before just in general. But cyto means cell. These cross not only the gut and get into the body, but they actually get into the cell. Very key. So now we're actually using something. And, Warren, I'll let you draw a little picture of how this stuff works. And then it also crosses the brain and gets rid of the toxins here. But it has to be used within that system. You see what I'm saying? It's not as simple as just taking this one thing. We have a system which is true cellular detox. Warren, that's how we got our life back.
It is.
That's how thousands of people got their lives back. This system doesn't cure anything. It removes the interference. The body does the healing.
Yeah, the body, I mean, it's nuts with the, be careful, sweet pea, don't fall down. The body's absolutely incredible, you know. The more you look into it, you know, with energy and the sensitivities, to say the EMFs and just the frequency stuff, all the energy stuff, I used to boo-hoo almost. I mean, it is so complex. You know, I mean, you're getting into quantum physics when it comes about the body. You know, there's a study that I read in this new book called The Healing Code, Dr. Pompa, that what's the famous dentist that was on Oprah gave to me. Shoot. Go see mommy. Go say hi. Tell her I said hi. I know you want to be on TV. Yep. it's called The Healing Code, but essentially stress, the different stressors is what causes all disease. And he had a wife that was depressed, and there's this healing code, and it gets down, I'm not into the exact thing, but it comes down to stress. But what he found, it might even be part of Bruce Lipton's work, is that if you took cells out of your body and stressed somebody, those cells would respond in the next room. They tested it up to 50 miles away, that when you get a stressor in your life, your cells somehow that are from your body actually, yeah, from your body, go see mommy. And they can actually, they connect. So this is so complex, and we think that we're going to fix this without, you know, making major changes and doing things and supporting the body where it needs to be supported. So when we take these products, there's no magic pill. It's supporting the very system that God created to heal the body. So when you take cytodetox drops, it's a natural detoxifier, a zeolite, that is able to go into the cell and support the body's natural ability to remove toxins. It's that simple. So the product isn't the magic. It's how the body utilizes the product to support what God has already created in it, in His, you know, in even in this book it said it, in His image, in His likeness. So it's incredible, you know, and that's where we need to head. And I think we need to do a whole show on that, Dr. Pompa, coming up, because I know that we're short on time here. We only have a couple minutes left in the show, but super excited about getting these new tools in people's hands with, you know, the FDA, and hey, I'm not going to bash the FDA. You know, I'm done bashing things. We're about educating, you know, on truth. Studies, research, when we talk about vaccines, this isn't our opinion, it's truth. When we talk about heavy metals, you know, turning bad genes on, and we talk about methylation turning bad genes off, that's in the literature. Those are Harvard studies. These aren't studies done by pharmaceutical companies, so the things that we share with you is just truth. You know, and the truth is that one of our best tools that we're able to utilize, a true detoxification agent that has a double fuel group, which essentially is a crab that grabs onto heavy metals in your body, DMSA, is being shut down. You know, one of our last sources of it that we're able to get, you know, approved, you know, as a supplement, you know, is no longer available. And we thank God that we have other support protocols that we're able to use, like G-Cell and Bind and the new cytodetox product. We thank God that we prayed for that. Dr. Pompa did, really, because he's the one that really, really works with these really sick patients and needs these tools. I'm just here to facilitate.
Years ago, we were brought zeolite, liquid zeolite, and we tested it, and it really didn't do anything. And it's, I mean, it bound in the gut. It did. And that's why people actually said, man, I love this product, because it is. Zeolite has been used for hundreds and hundreds of years for in the environment. You know, we can bind anything with this stuff in the environment. But when we
They're
took
it to
the molecule is too big to cross even the gut. So that liquid, they said, oh, we've got it. This one crosses in and gets into the cell. Well, it didn't. And it was a year ago that we started working with a hydrolyzed clinoptilate molecule, which is a zeolite molecule that the patent-pending process is they hydrolyzed it. Not only did they get it across the gut, this brilliant guy, you know, doctor from PharmMD from Greece, got it across the gut. It crosses into the cell and into the brain, which is where the magic is. And it uses this ion cage, you know, bonding that really works. It's a true chelator. I mean, it works. I mean, this thing works. But again, it works more natural with your body, you know, and really it's detox pathways. And that's where, as a matter of fact, it indirectly raises up the body's own detoxification pathways. So it's pretty cool how it works. But the bottom line is this, you have to use it within this system. You know, and that's what we're trying to, you know, get people to understand is it's not so simple as taking a foot bath. Another myth, Warren, that is a pet peeve of mine, that you're going to remove heavy metals, you know, in 2 or 3 months. Look, it took 20, 30 years before people get sick from the metals that they accumulated to the time they were in utero, getting mom's metals from her silver fillings, the lead from her bones, in all of her exposures, years of vaccinations, years of accumulating them because the detox pathways are slowly shutting down. And then now all of a sudden you go into your practitioner and they give you cilantro or they give you Corella. Those are both on the detox myths, by the way, because they don't do much at all. If anything, I think they, you know, I would say cilantro has the ability to make things much, much worse. And people,
I talked to a doctor about that at CalGym. You know, he's like, well, I'm doing cilantro. And he's like, yeah, it kind of did make me sick. I quit doing that. But he was saying that's a true detoxification.
Yeah, Corella does. Corella's a good superfood, maybe good for other things, but it's not going to remove heavy metals. It's not this heavy metal magic, you know. So, you know, save the marketing. But, you know, so these things really aren't getting the metals out of the body. And nor was zeolite back then. I mean, it's only because it was hydrolyzed, now it can cross in that it is. But, you know, so it's a myth that you're going to get these heavy metals that have bioaccumulated over years out of the body in a few months. You know, it's not simply true. We teach our doctors to teach people this true cellular process, you know, how to clear the body, then how to go after it here. This is what got our life back. When I got the heavy metals out of my pituitary, I raised this picture back up. If you look in the center of that brain, see that right there? That's the pituitary gland that controls your thyroid, that controls your adrenals. Everyone's down here trying to treat, and that was David's point, the adrenals and the thyroid. And really the problem is oftentimes up here in the pituitary hypothalamus that controls them. That's the control tower. And it's loaded up with heavy metals because you've had silver fillings in your mouth for years and all the vaccinations that has ethyl mercury that crosses in and the aluminum that crosses in, and that's where it ends up according to studies. So instead of trying to fix your downstream hormone issue, you got to fix this. But it takes us a while to get to there, and then we go after it. So that was another myth, Warren. What are some of the other myths that we have that were sent in?
We do the sweating. Oh, the liposomal glutathione. You kind of addressed that already, Dr. Pompa, when you were talking about raising glutathione in the cell. But I think a myth there as well, because I talked to someone about that. I'm doing liposomal glutathione every day. I'm doing IV glutathione. Very popular. We did it. We took the liposomal stuff, and we realized that as we did more research, that there's some flaws with overusing a liposomal glutathione, and there's some flaws with doing IV glutathione, and I'd like you to share on those myths, Dr. Palmer.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the liposomal, I mean, there's some studies that some of it gets across the gut better. They surround it by a little fat molecule, and that's what it is, and, you know, it gets across the gut, but great. But it doesn't get into the cell still, and it doesn't get into the brain still. You know, so in IV, forget about the liposomal. When you go straight into the vein with glutathione, it still doesn't get into the brain. It still doesn't get into the cell. You know, so it's limited in its usage. You know, and also utilizing people upregulate glutathione. If we use G-cell without bind, especially in the beginning, we would create a lot of auto-intoxication. You know, so we have to use these, you know, really these detox agents that are real. And then we have to use them within this system, you know, of true cellular detox.
And one of the other, you know, major things wrong that you've shared with me in the past, Dr. Pompa, is if we're regulating all this glutathione in the body and giving body all this glutathione, what happens when that glutathione gets utilized in the body, what's the byproducts? And the pathways that it's stressing out because you're not supporting the other, there's like four different pathways.
Methylation, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, our number five is reestablishing methylation because glutathione and methylation run parallel. And you, it's very difficult to do one without the other.
So you're driving glutathione all day, and you're you're depleting your methylation, or aren't we oxidizing the glutathione and creating oxidized glutathione toxicity?
Yeah, because when glutathione is used, let's just call it instead of oxidized, let's say it's used, it has to be brought back to a usable form, which is a reduced form. That process alone needs supported. Otherwise, you require the cell to keep remaking glutathione, or you can help reestablish it into a usable form again. And G-cell really addresses that. But again, using G-cell, if you have heavy metal issues without a, you know, a detoxification agent that grabs heavy metals, glutathione doesn't do a great job of removing heavy metals from the body. They're simply too heavy. They're too hard. You know, so it does better at other types of toxins. You know, but again, then you deal with what's happening in the liver that has to be addressed and what's happening in the gut. That it has to be brought out of the body and not reabsorbed, and most people have leaky gut, which complicates it even further. Yeah, you see, so, I mean, true detox, I mean, most people listening to this, you need a practitioner. Warren, that's why, you know, in David Now, I mean, that's why we've committed part of our life to educating doctors around the country with this concept. You know, and it's not about, you know, the next thyroid adrenal product, whether it's natural or medication. You know, removing the interference, the body has the ability to heal, but that's what this whole process that we just explained really is. The myths in detox are great, from chlorella to cilantro, just heavy metals in general, colon cleanses, glutathione, go down the list. You know, again, far infrared saunas that they're just going to remove heavy metals from the cell, the brain, no, it opens up a pathway. You know, so we're hitting a lot of myths, you know, within this topic. Did we miss any? I probably missed a few.
Well, I mean, we got to wrap it up. I want to make one comment and you can close the show is, you know, I mean, there's a rising need out there within the world, right? They want to know the truth. And I'm talking to a producer today, Dr. Pompa, that you introduced me to about doing a show with you. And his heart is this. There's locally, nationally, within MLMs, multi-level marketing companies, they're pushing detoxification hard. And they're not just, I would say to, not on purpose, and I wouldn't even say pharmaceutical companies are doing on purpose, at least most of them. They really believe that they're helping people, at least the salesmen are. And I think many of these TV show hosts are, you know, in infomercials, I think they believe they're helping people at least somewhat. But what they're really offering them isn't truth. They're offering them the quick fix detox. And I know them out there. I don't want to list them. I don't want to name bash, but they're out there. And they're not bringing the truth. What this producer wants is, look, people are hungry now. They've done all this big cleanse craze. They've done the big detox craze, and they're still sick. Maybe a colon cleanse 15 years ago, 20 years ago, Dr. Pompa, got some major benefit, weight loss because they were impacted, got some stuff moving so their lymphatic would start draining again. Maybe that was working back then, but it's not working today. People are getting sicker and sicker. And the infomercials, the multi-level marketing companies that are pushing these just detoxification products and pushing products, much like a pharmaceutical company pushes drugs through TV and giving you that great lifestyle and then can literally get you so emotionally bought in you don't read all the side effects, that's happening in the natural health world. But what we want to tell you is that it's hard, it takes work, and it takes education. And this producer wants to bring that truth to the world because it is now becoming more acceptable that these things aren't working. So, Dr. Pompa, that was something I wanted to share with the viewers. You can wrap up the show.
Well, you know, and one of the five things that I do every day, right, you know, all the time, I should say consistently, that helps me function at, you know, 50 years old in abundant health, live longer, live healthy longer, you know, was these periodic cleanses that we do. I just finished one up yesterday, Warren. You're on one now.
I am. I'm still asking you. Here's the funny part. I hang out with natural health practitioners. I've just talked to 2,000 of them over the weekend, actually a couple hundred of the 2,000 that were in the room. And I still forget how to do it. I mean, that's why when we remind you of these things, I'm forgetting. I'm like, Dan, do I take the carbon first and then the glutamins and Xenoplex, or is it the opposite? So, you know, is that carbon going to, you know, bind up, you know, with the electrolytes? He's like, yeah. So I still forget. That's why you need a practitioner. So.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and like I said, I just got off. I did, you know, five days of just, you know, cleansing. I used the Cyto Detox Drops with G-Cell Bind. You know, I did basically what I'm just teaching you to do, you know, everything. And, you know, it's I do it periodically. Why? Because we can't avoid it all, folks. I mean, we live in a very, very toxic environment, from the foods that we eat, from the air that we breathe, from the things we put on our body. And I do a great job, and so do you and David, of keeping these things out of our life. But regardless, we're exposed to it. So True Cellular Detox was one of the five things that I do. You know, and it is absolutely how we anti-age truly, you know, so.
Well, can you be my doctor for two more minutes? Because I just want to go over what I'm doing to see if I'm doing it right, because I almost made a mistake. So let's just tell the audience what I'm doing, and you can tell me what I'm doing wrong or what I'm doing right. So I'm on DMSA right now. I've been doing DMSA for the viewers probably for the last 8 years.
And how often are you taking it?
I'm taking it every 4 hours. Right. I did miss last night. On the second day, and because I've been chelating using DMSA for a long time, probably not going to mess me up too much, but that was a big no-no. I fell asleep without taking my DMSA last night. I woke up at 5 a.m., took my 5 a.m. dose, but I missed my, you know, 1 a.m. dose. So I had an eight-hour window where I didn't take the DMSA. That's bad, especially when you're first starting, because you can circulate metals. With me, since my body burden's pretty low, I'm more going after the brain phase at this part, what Dr. Pompa talked about. So I'm in the brain phase of my DMSA cycling. So I'm adding lipoic acid and DMSA, and I'm taking it every 4 hours.
And alpha-lipoic acid's fat-soluble, so it crosses into the brain, but it has to be taken every 4 hours because if it's in and out of the body too quickly, and metal can recirculate.
Yeah, I just did some testing, and it showed that I still have hypothalamus pituitary issues, which is affecting my sleep. My hormone levels, you know, I'm still working through this stuff. I am a healthy person in progress.
Right.
You could say, look at me. It's like, Warren, you know, you got muscle, your shoulders, you look healthy. You know, I'm a 58-year-old. You know, I have a long way to go, and I'm working this, you know, with this audience. I'm not saying, hey, I got it all. I'm the man. Be like me. No, I'm saying get in the trenches with us, and let's get our lives back, and let's get healthier. Let's go out there and make a difference. So I'm taking to get the brain phase, you know, to drip it out through the lipoic acid, go up in there and grab onto some of the metals. You don't want to take that by itself because it can cause, you know, some damage because you need that DMSA to grab on. So I'm doing that. And then I'm doing the Cyto Detox drops. I'm doing 10 drops 4 times a day right now, 10 in the morning, 10 in the afternoon, 10 late afternoon, and 10 before bed. The typical dose for that, I guess, is to start 10 in the morning, 10 at night. But because I'm taking DMSA and lipoic acid, I thought I'd ramp things up a little bit more, support the body a little more in the detoxification area. Zeolites, you know, are shown to bind all kinds of different toxins, so I'm just giving my body a chance to help remove some of the other things, so I'm jamming that in there as well. I'm taking some G-Cell, also Dr. Pompa, to upregulate glutathione. I'm taking Moores, you know, at least an hour away from DMSA, just so you know. I take all this stuff an hour away from DMSA, at least. Regulating with some Moores. I'm taking some healthy fats, Dr. Pompa, as well, with my morning coffee. I do MCT oil in the coffee with heavy cream. And then I added in CVO, and then I did prostate one by systemic, MPR, just to add the fats going up. Taking some GF thyroid, because some show or something you told me in the past, when you take GF thyroid, there might be the chance that your body kicks off some of that mercury off of my thyroid, so I'm doing that. Again, at least an hour away. What else am I doing? I'm going to do just like we talked about this morning prior to the call, I'm going to take 4-carbon right now.
That's the bind?
The bind, yep. It's just not just carbon, by the way. Not all carbons are created equal, and Dr. Shane Morris did a great job formulating that. Yeah. Product near and dear to my heart. I'm the one that actually sourced that carbon for them. And I'm taking that for those. And then for me, my gut's kind of slow still. So probably for me, 45 minutes later, I will take the Xenoplex And I'm going to add a glitamins in there, Dr. Pompa.
Yeah, just so what that does, that imitates a coffee enema. That pushes it out of the liver. So if we put it up here, why Warren's taking that is he said his gut's slow, but really it's the liver, his liver's a little slow. He gets it, that moves it from the liver to the gut where the bind sits and grabs it. So Warren needs assistance here just to get that moving, because if it stops up in the liver, then we've got a new problem. It starts backing up here. So he's pushing it from here, catching it with the catcher's mitt, the bind, to remove it from the body. So in glitamins, works at the level of the gallbladder. If you see that little gallbladder there, that helps push it out of the gallbladder as well. And, you know, I would add some LS, you know, the LS product from Systemic, just to help that liver too, you know, because that's a sticking point for you. So, yeah, I mean, that's exactly right, Warren. I mean, you're supporting the five R's. You're supporting the cell. You're supporting the liver, the downstream detox pathways. You're catching it in the gut, supporting that. You know, so, yeah, I mean, you're doing all those things, and you're doing you're doing it right. And most importantly, you're going after it with fat-soluble, the ALA, taking it correctly. You have DMSA keeping it from recirculating. And, of course, the you know, with the new cytodetox drops, that's crossing the brain as well and the cell. So you're going after it, and you've got everything supported down underneath. So you're doing it right, man. There you go. There's our show.
And just so everybody knows, you know, I've been doing this, eating healthy fats for, you know, 9-10 years now. 10 years I've been eating a healthy diet and doing – the 5 hours of cellular healing detox, taking the Moores, energy, so all those other products. So right now I'm really just focusing on a detox phase. So just to let you know, don't just jump into this detox. Do what Dr. Pompa said for 3 months. Really support all your
cells. How many days will you do that cycle that you just described?
I'm going to do it just 4 days. I believe that, you know, that's about all my body can handle. Some people can push it on to 7, a really healthy person. But again, I'm on this journey with you guys, so four is about all I can do.
A little tip. Here's another little tip. Stay on the cytodetox drops just a couple days after in a lower dose, maybe 10 drops twice a day, and just clear out a little bit. So I've learned that with clients. So you can stay on those just a few days more at a lower dose and just kind of clear out, you know, and then the key is taking, you know, a week, 10 days, 2 weeks off, you know, in doing it. You know, I say do that twice a month if you're in the heart of it. Do it once a month if you're further downstream. You know, detox always has to be cycled, just like a woman's cycle, right? It's a detox cycle. That's what a cycle is, and it's always cycling. Everything in nature in detox is cycle, so we need to emulate that.
Awesome show, guys. We went long, but it was a great topic. It turned into something really powerful for everyone, so I appreciate you sticking with us. We had a lot of viewers today. God bless. Happy Easter. Wear your pink. Be proud. If you're Jewish, happy Passover, right, David?
Chag Sameach.
There you go. There's our Jewish brother.
Okay.
We love you so much. That's not good. Now he has to have a drink. All right. Blessings, guys. Have a great Easter. We love you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
The information shared on today's show can be accessed through our websites, drpompa.com and revelationhealth.com. This Cellular Healing TV episode and past shows are also available for download on iTunes. Help others get real health solutions by liking, reviewing, and sharing our podcasts.